USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A sell-off on Wall Street driven by recession fears and ahead of a Fed meeting this week sent the major indexes lower on Monday into bear market territory. The Dow lost 876 points, a near 3% drop. The Nasdaq shedded nearly 531 points, or about 5%. The S&P 500 lost 151 points, a close to 4% fall to its lowest level since March. Tim Pagliara, Chief Investment Officer with Cap Wealth Management, told CBS News that problems associated with inflation will not be solved with higher interest rates.
You're not going to eliminate the inflation that's embedded in the system that's caused by higher energy prices, housing prices, and those are long lead items that's going to take a number of years.
He adds that it will take policies to address the economic problems. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The man who was married to pop star Britney Spears for less than 3 days before an annulment has pleaded not guilty to felony stalking and other charges in Ventura County, California. Jason Alexander is accused of showing up at Spears' wedding last week at her home in Thousand Oaks. She married her longtime boyfriend, Sam Asghari, in front of several dozen guests. Alexander, a childhood friend, was streaming on Instagram when he approached the house, telling security in a mostly empty but decorated room that he was invited. An American business that recently shuttered in Russia is reopening under new ownership.
3 months after McDonald's suspended operations in Russia, hundreds of people crowded into its famous former outlet on Moscow's Pushkin Square as the restaurant reopened yesterday under a Russian owner and a new name. McDonald's sold its 850 restaurants to Alexander Govor, who is moving fast to reopen the outlets. And the new name for the new chain? Vokushno Ichoka. Translation? Tasty. And that's it. I'm Vic.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The January 6th House Select Committee said they would show that former President Trump knew he lost during the second day of public hearings. During some testimony, the former president's closest allies and aides, including former Attorney General William Barr, told the committee that they advised the president that his claims of a stolen election were wrong. The committee played part of Barr's video deposition.
I think all the early claims that I understood were completely bogus and silly and usually based on complete misinformation.
Trump's campaign manager, Bill Stepien, was to testify in front of the committee but canceled due to his wife going into labor. The committee played part of his video testimony where he said he advised Trump to not claim victory, but to say that the results are really close. The frontier state continues to figure out who will occupy its currently vacant congressional seat.
Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin leads in results from Saturday's special primary for the state's only U.S. House seat, as voters whittled down the list of 48 candidates running for the position. It was held for 49 years by the late Don Young. The early results showed Palin, endorsed by former President Trump, with 29.8% of the votes so far, and Republican Nick Begich with 19.3%.
That was Victor Paul reporting. Listen to him and the rest of us wherever you are at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.